find that all on your own?
Bill did.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
We actually named the beach. It's not really, the beach isn't really called that, but that's kind of what we named it.
Kind of what you named it. Maybe it looks like a banana, does it?
Well, there's a bunch of banana trees.
Oh, cool.
And that's one of the houses that we kind of own and rent over there as a consortium with the brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And the neighbors are cool, like Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, you told us.
Yeah, that's the guy. So that's where it's at. It's kind of that banana beach house thing.
Don't care.
Yes,
you
we
don't
do.
Believe me?
Yes, we do care.
Okay.
I care. I just don't feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Well, that's probably wise. Uncle Brad.
How you
Uncle
doing?
Brad.
You took a major run out of here since school got out, and we're gonna see how it's going. Are you making progress? Are you denting those ignorant people out there in the world?
We're trying now. Right now I'm sitting at my grandparents' lake house in Michigan, and
you people and this traveling stuff.
And I'm trying to make a dent in my my stubborn German side of the family over here.
Hey Brad, just cry.
Just cry?
Yeah. Try crying.
Yeah.
Of course, it might only work for us, but just you know, give it a thought.
My uncles and cousins would laugh at me.
That's all right. They might sign up when they feel sorry for you.
They won't feel sorry for me.
Not at all, huh?
Not at all.
Dang. Not ever?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they'd think you'd lost your mind or something.
No.
Well, we're going to wait for just a second for some more people to come on so I can answer this call and see who this is from this weird area code.
Okay.
Hang in together. You like each other. I know that.
Okay. Hey, Brad?
Yeah.
Will you tell me, please, remind me, please, which CD we were supposed to listen to this week? Was it Live Life to the Max?
Living Life to the Max.
Okay. I listened to everything. So I just didn't know which one we were going
to ask. Yeah, I've listened to them. I'm just not sure which one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep listening to them.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay. I really like the Getting Platinum part of that with Terry Dorsey.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Anyway, what's the weather like out there? Is it hot?
Hot. Too hot.
Yeah, we were in the 90s today, but it's more humid out here.
We were in the 90s too, but we're supposed to be back in the hundreds by the day after tomorrow. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Sucks. Really sucks. Really sucks. Too hot.
I don't mind that. It's when it's humid out here, it's tough, but it's cooled down. It's 10:30 right now, so it's cooled down quite a bit.
Good late, that's right. He's in Michigan. Wow.
Yeah. 3 hours ahead right now.
Yeah. Are you going to make it to the 11:30?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, are you a Wolverines fan?
Oh, big time. I'm going to Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Me too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. That's rare to find.
In fact, I lived in Columbus for 5 years, and I was like the only Michigan fan there.
Good for you.
Yep.
We hate those Buckeyes.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would that be football? Yes, it's football, Mom. It's college football, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, in fact, I'm trying to get some contacts here for some college football, too, as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to make a trip to Ann Arbor this week with my uncle.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going to walk down into the big house.
Man.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything right now.
No, they're not.
They're not even there, are they?
No, they're off. In June they were, but... So, yeah, so... But
no,
I
you get to go to the house. God,
yeah. Yeah. I haven't been to a game, but I soon will.
Not ever?
No, I haven't ever. Have you?
No, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'm moving out here next year, so.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's that?
Nothing,
yeah.
I just said really.
Yeah. will be attending games next year for sure.
You have family there, right?
Yeah, I have my mom's whole side of family is back here. So I'm ready for a change.
Yeah.
And get my business up and running in Washington and then move it out here.
How long have you been out here?
Ever since I was real small, like when I was, I think we moved out when I was two or three. I was born out here. But
yes.
Yeah.
In Michigan.
Yeah, I was
yes.
born in Grand Rapids. Oh. On the west side of the state.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm ready for a change and I'm moving on out here.
Well, you have to keep me in the loop when you go to games.
Okay, I can do that.
How it was.
Oh, I can do that.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was in and out there, and so I got that taken care of, so y'all can feel better.
I do.
Oh, we do, knowing that we're second to that first most important phone call that you had to
no,
take.
No, not at all. We feel better now that our leader's
here. Hey.
Oh yeah,
you know,
that's
Becky,
what I meant.
You're willing. Those are wife techniques, Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Brad, did you pick that up?
Yeah, I did.
Yep. See, we have to stick together, man.
I'm glad I don't have one of those.
Mom, can you help me out here? No.
I have no idea what anybody's talking about.
Yeah.
That's a wife technique.
That's a wife technique, too, yeah.
I think I told you guys all of this, too, but my son, when he was 5 years old, he went to Taekwondo, and the master from Korea would always walk up and down, and the boys would stand there scared, and he'd give them the wisdom for the day, and he said, the first one he ever gave him was, gentlemen, if you get within 10 feet of a girl, your wallet will get empty.
Oh, God.
That's very good wisdom.
Uh-huh.
It took me quite some time to learn that, but that's good wisdom.
All right, let's do our call and get right into it because I know these summer months are burning and we want to get this thing rocking. We have got our Rush to Silver going on. We got Humans Being More training coming up in Spokane. The Women's Expo, which is supposed to be one of the world's coolest and most amount of amazing events, but I've never been. And that's
you're
coming
not a
up
woman.
Here in Spokane. I know, and I don't do drag very well. It's not convincingly anyway. So,
I'd be kind of cute in a dress.
Yeah, boy, cracky.
Sorry.
Especially as I get older.
Yeah.
To Becky, are you complete or incomplete? With one
complete.
All right. And Steve Crowfoot.
Incomplete.
We got Steve T. Are you here? Steve Tatasciore. I think we have to cross him off the list now. He's just been too many times being on call. And Brad.
Incomplete.
So that group has a total of 5 points, and for all that girl bashing, it is a girl who comes with every single
yay
point on the team. Don't let me try to put any pressure on you guys, but you suck. I mean,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Debbie.
Complete. Wait a minute, we lost one of our team members.
Steve, yeah, he just went away.
I guess we have to double up, huh?
I guess so, right?
Actually, I think I'm complete, and I have a sign up. I signed somebody up today.
Whoa, okay. You got to find out about that one.
Oh, that one's an interesting story.
Cool.
Are you ready for it now?
Well, I got to do Melanie and Dean and Shu.
Okay.
Melanie and Dean, are they off on vacation somewhere?
Didn't think so, but I haven't talked to them.
Because they're remarkably punctual. And where do they fall in your team, Debbie?
They're my right under me.
Okay, so you got two legs on this call then, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, all right. And then finally, Mr. Shu.
Also.
Wow.
There's like nobody here.
I think they're having a barbecue and like at the lake right now.
They didn't invite us.
And they didn't invite us.
Well, see, that's why you guys have to kind of tighten up your teams of three.
Oh, whatever.
You can't be invited.
Everybody
to one of those
on my team that's supposed to be here, well, with the exception of the others.
So I am like the only one on my team on this call.
That's exactly right,
which
because
means you only got 5 points too.
So that means it's a tie.
Don't I get an extra because I signed somebody up? No.
So you get massive credit because.
But no extra points.
Your volume is also the highest.
Yes. Well, that's because she rocks, that girl.
Yep. So all by yourself, you're rocking and rolling. Okay, tell us about this sign-up today.
Well, this guy, she's kind of a story. She signed up as soon as I signed up with me the same day underneath me. And she took home everything that Dave Johnson had in his house and OD'd on Deacon. And they were really, literally OD'd on Deacon. They were quite ill, and they stirred up all kinds of stuff in their system, and they just knew Deacon was going to kill him. Right? So she decided that she didn't want to do it. And she pulled back. And that was 2.5 years ago. And she called me up the other day and said, you know, I need a grave.
Oh, out of the blue? Just out of the blue?
Actually, no, I'd called her to see what was going on. And, no, I kind of kept in touch with her even though she was a little bent out of shape at me, but I didn't care. So I called her, and she, you know, we didn't talk about it. We just chit-chatted, and then she called me a couple days later, and she said, you know, I think I made a mistake, and I think I need to do this, and my sister needs to do this, and she's got somebody that needs to do this, so by next week, I'll have two more in her leg.
Whoa.
That's giraffe, doesn't she?
Yeah. If I were you, Becky, I would try to somehow become related.
I know, right? I know, yeah. Well, she's coming to my house on Sunday because I'm having this open house thing that, like, I don't know, everybody and their brother I invited, and, like, I don't, one out of every 20 are coming.
Hey, that's pretty encouraging because you probably will even get a good record on DKN. And then you go, hey.
Well, yeah, that's
it's
true.
Not
I
just
guess I should get used
to it. It's that people don't even get together for barbecues, which is really weird nowadays.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask Steve Crowfoot this question. Are you here, Steve?
Yep.
Did you hear what Debbie said when the other person was having all kinds of problems? And what did she say about her opinion of the other lady's opinion? When she thought she was mad at her.
That she kept in touch with her anyway.
Yep. But that little, I think she said something that I want to put in a bottle and sell to Nikan people.
I don't care.
Yeah, what was that, Brad?
I don't care.
But when she said it, did you catch this whole
Exactly. When she said that, I just it was like, yeah, it doesn't matter. If you don't want it, that's okay. Not a big deal. I don't need you. And I was just kind of like, hey, whatever works for you, that's great. I'm still your friend, still whatever. But hey, do your thing.
Did you pick that up, Steve? When she said that,
I missed it.
Oh man, you missed something good there because. When she said, I don't care, she totally meant it. Like, I don't care. If you've got a rock in your shoe, I don't care. If you got liver lips, I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
I don't care if your nose is on upside down.
Yeah, I don't care. And what really struck me, and I think it hit Brad too, and maybe even Becky, but was, she really didn't care. Can you see why I'd like to bottle that and give it to a lot of distributors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it relieves me from a lot of heartache.
It goes along with that last chapter 9 that we read about enthusiasm being that first fuel. You know, you just run out of it and you're like, ah, man, I can't do this. I don't care anymore, you know.
Yeah.
You get rejected so many times that you're just like, oh, man, I run out of enthusiasm and I'm done.
I get to a point where I just kind of go, all right, just go ahead. Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You remember Danny Johnson talked about that on one of her tapes. I don't know if you guys ever listened to those tapes, but what she said was it eventually it got to be boring if nobody brought up any objections.
Yeah.
And her analogy was like a cat playing with a lizard. And if the cat's whacking away at this lizard and it just plays dead, it just stands there and goes, come on, this isn't even fun. Just move or something. Make some sport out of this. I'm just going to sit here until you move. And then when it moves, whack! Oh, here we go. This is great stuff. But
game's on. Game's on.
If you're just going to sit there and be a lump, you're boring. I don't even have to deal with you.
Well, if you don't have enough motivation to get up and run a little bit, what are you going to, how am I going to, you know, I can't motivate you to do something else. Right?
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Just to have that attitude like, oh, brother, I wanted to play ball with you, and every time I throw the ball, I have to go behind you and get it. This is like not working so good.
Not for me. I'm going to go on to somebody who'll play.
Well, this week then, out of the reading, let's start out with, Steve, what was some of the stuff that jumped out at you at the reading or the listening?
On 185, how you to know if you're providing tracks to run on for your team. That jumped out and said hello.
Okay, and so Steve, in terms of fitting that in, did you see it from a practical application because you've got a team that looks like that? Or this is something that you want to visualize in the future, or how did you see it fitting for you?
I saw it fitting from the standpoint of something that I've thought of having and sort of had, but didn't totally have it written out.
When you
already the printed
you have
sheet.
What? Kind of describe what it looks like.
The printed sheet to give someone. You know, the Pathfinders gives us a starting checklist, and that's a great place to start, but also you need to have the plug-in UN information all right there. And with those two things, that pretty much covers that.
This is something, because you guys are all getting to a point where you're past a couple, 3 months of this and moving forward with it, What do we see if you think about your team and how they're going to work in the future, and you think about those people passing out steps and pieces, what happens if somebody doesn't know what happens with step two? Let's say Becky sponsors Carl, and Carl never understands what step one is, let alone step two. How likely is Carl going to be able to convince somebody else that they need to join?
Not at all.
Yep.
Right?
Right, totally.
Yeah.
So is there anybody on this call that really totally feels like you got it absolutely down? Step one, two, three, four, five.
Honestly? Yeah, I was just going to say.
No.
Do you think that slows you down?
Yeah.
Totally. But I'm getting closer than I was.
Because sometimes you never know the questions that people are going to ask you. And you just go, you think you know everything going into the conversation, and they just blindside you with some stupid question. And
that's why you must go to gold training.
I'm sure that's very true, Brad. Thank you.
And Brad, you've been through this course before, haven't you, P1?
No, I just listened on the call, like 3 weeks before we got onto this one.
Okay. And with this, it's helpful, but what was it about goal training that goes that extra step?
Well, I would just have to say that it just puts you in a place where you see that everyone else has the same things, and that you're just, it's like that book that we first read. It's the whole listening, and then you get better as you're really listening to people, really listening. Then you have an understanding, and they help you with a few techniques to help you with the questioning. And so it's not about you and what you've done or whatever, it's about them. They help you with a few techniques that are real simple, and it's just like they said, it's a smorgasbord of information. You take what you need, and that's all you need. And everybody, no matter their diamond or platinum or royal diamond, they all do it different, but they all have one thing that they do really well. And so you got to find your thing. It's like coaching. You can't be like anybody else. You just got to do your thing and do it well. Just be yourself and do it well.
There are some basics that you have to cover, or you can't even play that position.
Right.
But the things that you do, you have to do well. So let me take this further, Brad, and let's kind of have a discussion here as a group. What would it be, how do you apply this to relatives? Because you're right in the middle of it.
Well, the easiest way for me is I just tell them, hey, do me a favor. Let me write this off as a business trip, and just listen to me yap for an hour, okay? So I use that approach. I was just kind of honest with them, and then I just did the same thing that I've done with others, and they're interested in it because we're helping my grandma, who was diagnosed with cancer. We're trying to help her with a few things, but she's older and stubborn, and so anyway, so then all my relatives are now interested, and they've asked questions, and I just said, hey, like I said, let's just can we go one night? And they said, sure, let's just do one night. But I didn't give them too much information so that they could base their decision on it. I mean, they've been out here a couple times to the lake, and I could have inundated with them, but their interest is peaked. So.
Good. Very good. How about the question asking part?
You mean as far as me? Yeah, I'm asking questions to find out, and I've learned a lot more about their health issues and sleep issues and things like that. I'm just asking them questions and about work and things like that that I really didn't know before. I only come out here for years, but...
Is it any different with family?
Not really, other than, of course, family, family and friends, they just don't believe you as well as, some total stranger for some reason. I don't know. They don't trust you as much.
Never,
some of the family.
Never a prophet in your own town.
That's very true.
Yeah. So, it's just, there's a little bit more, they're willing to, they're willing to be more vocal and question a lot more with family, I think. So, it is different in a way. But,
I like what old does. One of the distributors, greatest speaker, Marty Jeffrey, and he said, what you do in this business is you should start with your friends and family, and then when you're done with that cold market, you can really get started.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
That was cold enough, and they're going to throw ice cubes at you.
Yeah.
And if you can get through that one.
And why do the family and friends do that? Why is that such a universal thing?
I think it's because they've seen you in your diapers. Yeah, they know you.
Yeah, and they want to protect you.
That too. They're very willing to call you stupid when they see something stupid. I do not call you stupid. Whatever.
Yeah, how do we change? How do we change it?
Be successful.
Yeah, maybe so successful that they go, oh, God, if we just listen to her,
Well, yeah, but, that, you know, that's the same thing, like on that Dennis Williams CD, you know, he said his brother-in-law up in Okanagan, you know, just didn't do anything forever, and then it took him a while to be successful, but, you know, some, I don't think it's just successful, there's got to be something else that, you know,
you have to have the experience. The truth is, I supported Mom when she started this. I thought she was crazy.
Yeah.
But I signed up so I could get a discount. And
yeah.
I didn't do anything the first 2 years. Nothing.
Yeah.
Except feed myself.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea you were in that long.
Yeah, and then I had this huge experience where, oh my God, the doctor said I had to go have surgery if my foot didn't get better, and there was no way
yeah.
I was going to
yeah.
have surgery.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, and all of a sudden.
You know, I think, Jerry, I think the other, you know, we've talked a few times, but enthusiasm, I think, you know, they have to really see that, you know, what I am doing, I believe in. You know, and I don't know, I think that's part of it.
Well, I think there is a difference in how we interact with our friends and family because they're not allowed to get out of it, and we don't necessarily give them the space we give everybody else.
Yeah.
And so we have to be pretty careful to, or, and I guess one way to look at it is how many families do we know of where parents and children can work together in a regular business?
Probably not very many, huh, Mom?
Probably not.
Jeez, that sounds like an inside story.
It's not. It's not an inside story.
And so it's you're so close. You ever hear the adage, and you want it more for the other person than they want it for themselves?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Did somebody whack someone?
I'm sorry. I just threw my dog on the floor, and I think he's. Oh God, he's hurt.
I hear that.
Hang on, you guys. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're fine.
Anybody on the CPS line there for Child Protective Services?
Yeah, I'll call right now.
He fell. I didn't push him. He fell.
Did he fall off him?
He fell off of my lap, but he fell on his left side, and his back leg is not good.
Sheesh.
Leg is not good.
Well, we'll all sort of commiserate with you on that. Okay, tonight we're going to be looking at a couple of different areas to just kind of catch up. Let's go through more of our book. It was good we got a chance to kind of run on that because Brad is back there working on family, and you want to try to get the right sort of technique. And Brad does have a lot of family already in Neken. And in fact, the most successful leg he's got is family. And it looks to me like that's kind of playing out for Debbie, too. But that's very odd. There are times when family will flare up and actually go with you, and there's times when they're just plain knuckleheads.
And there's no in between.
No, you're either in or you're out.
That's okay. I don't care.
Yeah, that's it. We need to practice that. I don't care.
It's all right. Someday.
Yeah.
Will want it, and I'll be here for you.
Oh, that's so good. Such wisdom for the ages. But we're going to talk about putting together... Oh, I get ahead of myself. All right.
Okay.
Anyone else have any part of the reading or listening that you really particularly picked up
yes.
on?
Yes.
Okay, Becky.
Okay, so page 165 said... Well, it's right there, but... Sorry, I was watching the dog, and he's walking. There's the good news. Woohoo! Okay, page 165 said they are successful for one reason. Someone believed in them more than they believed in themselves. And that's, like, totally true. I have, like, three or four people who totally believe in me more than I do, and that kind of keeps me going.
Okay, so let's go to the next generation. Have you got a sense of someone you could believe in more than they believe in themselves?
Oh, absolutely. I have currently got two people in my downline that I don't think they even enough to fill their pinky believe in themselves, and I totally know they can do it. They need me to feed their fire, I guess.
Hmm. And how do you transfer that without draining yourself?
Yeah, not very easy.
You know, I was thinking, you know, let them read the same books and listen.
Yeah,
to
anything that I read and I get done reading, I give to them.
You know, because you know that they're, you know, it's hard to say, well, are you reading that book? How's it going, you know?
Yeah.
I think just like phone calls and keep encouraging and keep talking, you know, all of that. Making them believe in themselves.
Wow. That's terrific. I'm going to ask Steve of that question. What happens to a person when they know someone believes in them more than they believe in themselves? Are there options, or is it always the same response?
Some people are going to respond to it, some people aren't.
How would you... build a couple scenarios.
My wife's cousin that has had, you know, phenomenal product experiences with the products while they've been visiting with us, but yet he hasn't been successful when he's tried other things in the past, and so he's very hesitant to do things. Excuse me just a second.
Well,
go ahead, Brad. Pick it up.
I feel like, you know, there's so many people that are going to sign up underneath you that not everybody's going to do the business, and you just have to see who. I mean, that whole beginning thing that we started with. Are you a one or are you a four? You know, well, I guess a two. Most of them are two, three. You know, in that area. And so, you know, you just really have to feel that person in contact with them and see how it's going. And some, you know, some are just going to have product experience and just want to buy product. And you need those people, too, for volume.
You absolutely do. And I want to keep on this point because has anybody ever heard on a CD or at one of the previews or at some of the... Was there any of those kinds of places where someone said, I didn't believe in myself, but they kept believing in me, and that's the reason I got successful? I just eventually got it that they believed in me? Have you ever heard that?
Yes. Over and over and over.
Okay, so we hear that, but then we also hear the other side of the coin, which is, you can't believe in somebody else who doesn't believe in themselves. You can't believe more in somebody else than they believe in themselves.
Your belief in someone else can't overcome their lack of belief. I know. You can't change it. You can support it. Am I wrong? Can you not support it, but you can't change it?
You're right.
Support and inspire.
You can support it, and you can try to fuel the fire, but unless a person is willing to change and do something, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
But I agree with Jerry as far as, you know, you can trick some people into believing that they can do it. I guess trick is a bad word, but...
But it's probably true.
I mean, I can trick my players into believing they're better than they are.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, a choice of words, because it makes sense, and it's probably the easiest word to use.
Yeah.
But is there another word for that?
I'll send that to you.
I think it's what you said. They believe in themselves because you believe in them.
Okay.
Inspire them to believe in themselves. You know, the word tricked me.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for returning the call.
Seems like it.
Yeah, but sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah.
In other words, you'll have people that throw up a wall that's unrealistic and obnoxious, and if you ask them, they probably even know it. So you have to come around and blindside them so they don't throw up their wall. And that would be tricking them.
So it would be using deception to get what you want.
No, I think what it would be is using allowing a different angle of perspective so they can see it from a different angle.
Yeah, because you're not really getting what, I mean, you are getting what you want, but it's inadvertent. You're just helping them see what they could be and in a different way. Because they're not seeing it in the same way that you are. But we're still letting them choose.
Right.
Well, here's a point. Let's say you were up on a bluff somewhere, and you were watching your friend go through a competition, and they have to be able to go through the maze, and if they turn right, they're going to go across, the bridge is up. But you're having a heck of a time communicating with them to tell them that the bridge is up. And they're thoroughly convinced that that's the best way to go because of all their information they have available to them. They're thoroughly convinced, and you're not going to change it. In order for them to win the race or to have the safety that's required when you're a parent and they're a kid, they just can't see from the perspective that would allow them to see what they truly want to see, and they'll even buck at you. Can you see the parallel? And you can. That what they're doing is saying, based on all the history and background that I've ever had, based on the reality of the life as best I can tell, it works under plan A. You keep telling me there's a plan B, but I don't see it. I don't get it. It doesn't fit somehow.
Yeah.
So a lot of what we do is to try to say, gosh, you know what? I believe in this, and I believe in you so much. I just want to keep holding the mirror from a different angle. And because when you're totally, completely convinced, it's like people say, the thing I need the most is a drink of water, because we've been marching across this desert, and you know that within 3 days they'd be dead if they drink out of this pool. Can you see how those people in your group would just be absolutely over the wall, beating you over the head because they got fresh water and they don't smell anything wrong with it, and how could it be bad? But you know that you know.
Yeah.
That's the dilemma.
Okay.
Then you'd have to maybe do a trick, which is to bring in some animal or something, have them drink the water, and boom, they kick off.
Oh my God, I don't want to drink the water. Oh.
But it is a trick.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how we do that? And one of the network marketing guys tries to make this point. His name is Tracy Biller, and he says you have to manipulate their behavior in order to get them to go through the right sequence. And if they go through the right sequence, all the tumblers fall in the lock and the lock opens. They go, oh, now I get it. But if they never went through the right sequence, they could do it wrong over and over and over again, believing that that was the world's reality when, in fact, it's not their reality. I guess this is getting into philosophy.
We're getting really deep and philosophical.
Yeah. Okay, so I have one more book thing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's don't assume that people understand the most basic aspects of growing their business.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why does that stand out to you?
Well, because I have assumed that my downline knows what to do. Sometimes I just do. I don't know why. Probably because I know what to do. So.
Anytime you assume, they can ask out of you and me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. And it's every once in a while they'll look at me and they'll go, I don't know how to build it. I don't know what to do. And it just kind of sets me back. Like, how could you not know? Go out there and talk to people.
All right, that's one of the basics. What are the basics then? As a group, give me your agreed upon five basics that all of you would agree upon are the five basics that have to be done in order to make a business grow like this.
Learn.
Okay.
About
well, there's one. We'll keep track here, and we'll determine which are the best five. So there's learn.
So are you talking about the sequence of events in order to facilitate that person's ability to make a choice as to whether or not to do the business or be a part of the part of any aspect of it?
No, I think more we're talking about what are the five basic things that a person needs to be, do, or have in order to be able to be a functioning part in the growth of a powerful group.
They're the three that were in the last book that we read and the three that are in this book that we read.
Jay, hit me.
Oh, the first one is consistent effort, duplication, and give it enough time.
Is that the first book?
That's Dare to Dream, right?
Yeah, that's this one.
Okay.
And the other one is basically the same thing, just different words. But I just don't think, people don't see the vision that, you know, I did too, you know. And I guess sometimes you have people like the Morans who, you know, just like are a thoroughbred and out of the gun, they, you know, make really, really good money. But the reality is not that. You have to give enough time. If that's what people think, and if they don't make it in a few months, they're like, this doesn't work. I must be doing something wrong.
No, we're a society of immediate gratification, so...
Yeah. Look
so
at the Moran.
It's hard to turn that off.
They made $1 billion in less than a year. How come I can't? So, yeah.
Well,
The things that came to my mind, Jerry, were really, you know, things like attitude, take action, set some goals, and have a, you know, keep burning desire to make it work.
Okay, great. And
then just apply, you know, five little steps. See people, give them a CD, get them to a meeting, ask them a question. I don't know.
Good, I'm writing that down. Steve, are you back on?
I am, sorry. I've been looking.
Did you catch the question? What are the five basics that a person has to do in order to be successful in this business?
That's a good question.
And it bounces off of Becky's point that you've got to stay with... what was it out of the book? How did he word it?
Don't assume that people understand the most basic aspects of growing their business.
You know, and that's totally what I've been looking for 9 years, just the basic basics. My upline, because I caught the concept of network marketing, you know, understood it, tried to learn everything I could, but I missed the basics. I just didn't have anybody, I felt I didn't have anybody to work with right here. And the people that were trained to train me didn't understand that I didn't understand this.
Well,
it's my fault for not going back and asking enough times to really make them understand.
A lot of great network marketers say training makes you worse.
Really?
Well, yeah, but go back to what we talked about last week. You know, with 16 platinums in 2 years down in Texas, what do? ABC chart. I mean, it's
right.
So easy. It's so duplicatable. Average people can do it, and you can make millions.
So basically, the more training you go to, the more you're trying to create something that's all your own, and you're kind of losing sight of the duplicatable vision.
Yeah, and then you get confused because you've heard all these different things.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, the people that we get in, the people that we target, the people that we want in our business are successful people. And what makes them successful is that they've learned to do something very, very well.
Right.
So they look at this and go, okay, well, those five things, the ABCs, give them a CD, get them to a meeting, ask them if they're 1 through 5, that's way too easy. I'm going to make this much more difficult, and it'll be better.
So the point, this is really the quintessential point of everyone who wants to build a business, is if you get past the basic functional point, trying to give yourself exemptions so that you don't understand that in this world it doesn't apply to me because you're basically lying to yourself, right?
Yeah.
So in that vein, the holy grail is, what are the basic points? Repeat the basic points.
Yeah, say it one more time.
The holy grail is, what are the basic?
Yeah, the ABC, the CD, DVD.
Go into the meeting. Contact them within 24 to 48 hours. No longer than that, in between anything.
Now, what if the training that you did said, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff out there, but none of it matters unless you do these pieces? I'm not going to train you or teach you on anything else unless you do these pieces. Would you foster greater success in your people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why then do most people not accept the training as it stands and try to change it?
They haven't hit their head against the wall enough times.
Yeah, Brad, go for it. What was that?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, what we talked about last week, you know, educated people's, you know, people start slow. If we talked about how, you know, today, you know, I got, you know, 4th and 5th grade, you know, kids that can make a great presentation, slideshow, you know, on the computer, and my grandparents that have lived 80 years can't, you know, figure out how to turn the volume up on their cell phone.
Yeah.
You think it's got to be grandeur.
We're right on the verge, you guys, of really the ultimate question in network marketing, and that is, what is it that you have to do? And if you did it over and over again, and you taught your people to do it over and over again, you'd make so much money that you'd quit worrying about being fancy. After our discussion so far, do you all feel real confident that we're all on the same page and everybody's doing the same basic things?
I don't know if everybody's doing the same thing. You know, I've done the ABC chart. I've done previews like Jan's done them. I've done it different ways, but, you know, I like the ABC chart.
Well, the ABC chart, here's another way to look at that. Not the ABC chart, but just this question in general. If you already have a complete, total functioning organization, it's just rocking, and you just did the old one person got one person a month.
Right.
In the 12th month when you made all the money, what did the first person you sponsor have to do in that month to keep the ball rolling?
Sponsor one person.
What else?
Duplicate
you.
And what were you duplicating?
What?
My upline.
Whatever the step,
whatever,
the, yeah, that got you in.
Sponsoring a person.
Okay, sponsor a person. You have to do that in order to keep the ball rolling. What else did they have to do? In order for them to get paid and you to get paid, what did they have to do?
Teach that person to sponsor a person.
You're absolutely there. But if you don't do this, they won't even send you your check.
Have an auto ship.
Okay.
Sign up for auto ship. Spend $100. Is that what you're asking?
That, keep going. So first they have to be in, sign up for auto ship, bring in one other person per month.
Sign them up for auto ship.
And sign them on for auto ship, and then they have to go to things and learn new ways to think, right?
Yeah.
What else? Is there anything else? Or could your entire organization operate if they sign up, get on auto ship, get one other person per month, and go to things and listen and learn?
Yeah, it could operate just fine.
Yeah, why couldn't they?
Wouldn't that be the least common denominator, and wouldn't that be what people have to do in order to make this work?
Makes sense.
Does that boil the training down real small?
Yeah.
Mathematically, would it work?
Well, yeah.
Always does.
Becky, did you say well?
I said well because, you know, what happens halfway through it, let's say it's 6 months down the road, and that one person who you got in that very first month, you and that person have sponsored one person every month, and every person that you've sponsored has, and somewhere along the line, that one person loses momentum.
So?
It kind of doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it does.
Replace it. Replace them.
Okay, well, here's the other point.
So if somebody stops, the number.
Has anybody ever been successful in NECAN?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever been successful by exactly duplicating that matrix?
Yeah. I get the point.
Well, not really. And this is a point that Dennis Williams brings up in his CD. Remember when he tells you that if you get one a month, you have 4,000 at the end of the year. How many did he have?
700,
yeah.
Yeah, only had 700, and he says, we didn't even do it right. We didn't even have enough to make that simple matrix work.
Yeah. That's what
so if it doesn't come across, it's like having a goal and you don't make it.
Yeah.
What did somebody say the other day? Shoot for the stars and at least you'll make it over the fence?
Yeah.
Shoot for the moon and you'll land in the stars.
Yeah, that's true. That's how it's supposed to go. but the key is, if you miss it, and Dennis Williams missed it.
Yeah.
But Dennis Williams
and
at that.
Look at Dennis Williams. Okay. So.
And what they
I
launched.
I won 2 last month, so I'm supposed to just keep that up. Yeah.
Well, see that you just answered your own question. What if halfway through it? It seems like it fell apart, or you lose confidence in what's going on. Isn't it interesting that all it is somebody changing their mind?
Yeah.
So the greatest focus should be on, hey, guess what, you guys? We've got to be very careful not to believe that if one steps out of line, that the whole house of cards is going to fall over.
Right.
We predict this. There will be times when people just won't get it. Deal with it.
Even after they sign up, they won't get it.
Yeah. Some people will drop off. Or they'll be like a Becky, and then 2 years down the road, they'll get it.
Okay.
So if we go back to that example, which is a perfect example out of the book, people don't understand the basics. Even after all this time together on this call, do you see how the basics were not the same? But if you guys had the same basics, like why is Terry and Rick so successful in Texas, their people don't know any other basics except the basics they saw and the basics that were used on them and the basics they hear on the call. They're all consistent. They don't know any way to get off the basics. The least possibility for confusion. And that's what we're trying to set out in, and it makes it a little difficult because there's so many people who get so enthusiastic about all the possibilities, and again, they keep creating new things that totally screw up the base because they get off base. They think, well, that's a very strong argument, or that's a really cool thing I didn't know. but it doesn't have anything to do with those five basics. As a result, they take their eyes off the five basics. They don't become successful, and they think it was the fault of the program, and they start trying to create something new, when really it was that they just didn't apply the three things that consistent effort, duplication, and give it enough time. So the duplication is kind of what we were just now talking about. So our book really is valuable in that regard, to bring everybody up to speed, and we're beginning to talk the same language as a group. But the bottom line is, if Steve wants to be successful down there in Utah, he has to put in the mind of another person that if we do this and we don't lose sight of it and we don't give up because we're thinking, oh, it's just like everything else that I did, it's just not going to work. If we stay on track, all we need is one a month for that model. Steve, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen people get off track for?
Yeah, me for 10 years.
What are the basic things a person has to do to make it work?
Learn something that works and keep doing it.
Well, here's your homework assignment. Besides the reading and the listening next week, write down the basic things. Don't be so generic. You said to me, learn basic things. You've been learning so many things for so many years that you say, well, there's 52 different people who ran 52 different programs and they all became successful, so I don't know what to learn. Basic points. The basic points that if you reproduce them over and over again, you could be rich in 12 months. Do you understand the question?
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like you can lay them down, etch them in stone, have the finger of God write them on tablets, and you're good to go?
I'm working on that.
Or do you think you'll have to wheedle them? You're working on that.
I'm going to have some more counseling. Just a little bit. Just a tiny bit.
Well, it's so tiny. Can you all see where he's almost standing on the moose turd looking for moose turds?
Yeah. I think I'm on the next moose turd.
Yeah, I
feel
that way too.
So get back with your small groups and carry this discussion forward and see.
Forward. We're going to go forward with this. Don't give him
crap. And see what you can do with agreeing on those basics and lay it to rest. Otherwise, you will be constantly
okay.
Wrestling. Steve, do you know that people could constantly wrestle?
Yeah.
In their own mind, they're constantly, oh, I don't know, I might be off, but I can't really set on these set parameters because I can't commit. I got to leave the options open that I'm missing something. Because what if it doesn't work? Then I would lose all hope because I was missing something.
I know people like that.
So lay it to rest. If you guys do that with your homework, it'll be valuable this week. Who listened to the call and got their homework assignment?
Think and Grow Rich, chapters 1 through 3, and The Big Picture Business Panel by Joe
Higdon. And that is really an unbelievable CD.
Isn't it awesome that she knows stuff like that?
Yeah, I know it. That's why she's going to be the first one to win, to get over the wall. And that's why she's the stallion that's leading this group. That's exactly why.
Hey, Joe Higdon, what was that? What is that, a DVD or a CD?
CD.
Okay, and what was it called again?
The Picture.
The Big Picture Business Panel.
Big Picture. Okay, and Think and Grow Rich?
Yep, chapter 1 through 3. And then we got to come up with the basics. List the basics.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, if y'all are like me, you're listening to Steve, and he's saying, where are my glasses? And they're on his forehead.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I thought I got it from Missoula.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm going, is that what I got and what you're asking? Okay, but see, for me, I missed Missoula, so I feel like I'm totally behind everybody now because I wasn't there.
Well, good. May you always remember that. But next time it comes to sign up for an event.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so helpful, huh?
There you are.
Well, I think you guys really have something to ponder here, because without it, you will always be chasing shadows. With it, you'll lay it to rest. I'm excited. I'm very excited about the next call.
Okay.
So, go get me.
Would that be next Monday at 7:30?
That sounds like a great time. Let's do it.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
See y'all.
Bye.
Thank you.